Welcome to Native Talks, Jen again, and today we're talking about etiquette. Etiquette depends on the country and environment which you're working in. Things that definitely threw me off when I started working in Brazil, like the fact that everyone kisses each other on the cheek to greet each other, and the way that everyone says good morning when they enter a room and bids everyone farewell when they leave a room. Although different countries have different etiquettes, there are certain universal etiquette rules that I believe apply to all cultures. Business etiquette is a set of manners that is accepted or required in a profession. Often upheld by custom, it is enforced by the members of an organization. Those who violate business etiquette are considered offensive, and the penalty for such behavior frequently lies in the disapproval of other organization members. Business etiquette is important because it creates a professional, mutually respectful atmosphere and improves communication, which helps an office serve at a productive pace. People feel better about their jobs when they feel respected, and that translates into better customer relationships as well. A few universal etiquette rules we should all follow no matter where we work. 1, introduce others. Always introduce people to others when the opportunity arises. I don't know how many times I've been in a social work event with a group of people and have had to wait to be introduced, and it felt so uncomfortable and I felt undervalued. And if you want to make people feel valued, no matter how junior or senior, always introduce them to the others in a group. 2, handshakes. So in a lot of English-speaking countries, a handshake is still the professional standard. Shows you're polite, confident, and approachable. Although you can also research ways of greeting people in other countries, this one probably varies the most. 3, always say please and thank you. This is a basic form of courtesy, especially when dealing with English native speaking countries. Sending a thank you email, for example, is very acceptable after a business lunch or a job interview, and if you can, a handwritten thank you note is a nice touch. 4, don't interrupt. You know the situation, you're in a meeting and you can't wait to give your opinion, that you don't allow your colleague to finish before interrupting them. Not only is that rude, it shows disrespect towards your colleague. We want to be assertive, not aggressive, in business. 5, watch your language. Choose your words carefully and wisely. Rude and offensive language is never acceptable. Neither is slang, especially when communicating with clients and customers. 6, double check before you hit send on that email. Grammar and spelling mistakes are not acceptable in formal emails with clients. Always have a quick read of what you've written to make sure that your meaning and your tone are what you wish to express. And no emojis. 7, don't walk into someone's office unannounced. This shows disrespect to the person. Always knock on the door before you enter. 8, acknowledge others. When someone approaches you, wave your hand or nod your head. It feels good to know that someone else knows that you exist. 9, be on time. And this can be seen differently depending on the cultures. In the United Kingdom, for example, being punctual, which means on time, is super important. It shows that you value the other person's time. And being late doesn't mean you're busier. It only shows you to be inconsiderate. 10, no phone during meetings. It drives me insane when I see people taking calls, checking their emails or WhatsApp messages during meetings. If you're expecting an urgent call during the meeting, be sure to inform the participants of the meeting so they know what to expect. Otherwise, hide the phone. And always remember to say hello and farewell.